Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge in 5 storylines of best bets for the night in sports in 5 minutes or less. And unlike the LIV Golf Tour, I want the absolute best on my team. And that's what I've got today. We've got Prop Stars. We've got Johnny B. Let's jump right into it. And I'm going to start with we pounded Game 3 last night with the Celtics on the money line. We hit the Celtics on the spread. We hit the over. We hit everything. Alex, start us off.
Coach, there was a lot for the Golden State Warriors to digest following their 116-100 loss to the Celtics last night in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. On top of their minds after falling behind 2-1 in the series was their status of their superstar, Steph Curry. With 4 minutes and 16 seconds left in the game and the Warriors down by 12, Curry drove to the floor to try to secure a loose ball. He was met by Boston's Al Horford, and as the two struggled to secure the possession, Horford rolled on top of Curry's left leg. He remained on the floor for a few minutes, withering in pain. Obviously in some pain, but I'll be all right, Curry said. We'll see how it responds. Not much other to say. I don't feel like I'll miss a game. Take advantage of these next 48 hours to get ready, end quote.
That's exactly right. And today he was asked about playing in game 4. Would he have any limitations? He said, quote, I know I'm going to play. That's all I've got right now, end quote. Thank you for that storyline. Now, my main man here, we decided to come from the same closet this afternoon, big boy. Same collared shirt, which means we've got like minds, and I know that you were 17-2 in regionals last week with AB and Jake. You guys just got off an incredible, or that's coming up at 4:30 Eastern, an incredible Twitter Spaces to get everybody ready. But get us ready right now, Johnny. What do you got?
Yeah, I love the shirt, Coach. And yeah, we're going back on Twitter Spaces at 4:30, so everybody check that out. We've got a rivalry matchup in the Super Regionals between Ole Miss and Southern Miss. That's to go to the College World Series. These teams split their 2 games in each of the past 2 seasons. That's going to be a massive matchup. Tennessee and Stanford are the 2 favorites to win the College World Series right now. Tennessee is plus 150. Stanford is plus 700. Virginia Tech and Oregon State are right behind them at plus 800 and plus 900, respectively. But as I mentioned, we'll be going over Supers more in depth on the Twitter space at 4:30, so tune in to hear more of that.
How big of a favorite do you got to be before you get to Omaha to be plus 150? Before you get
unreal.
There.
Unreal.
You guys still going to more. Oh, it's crazy. That's how good they've been this year. All right, let's get into our board for the night. And my man hit it yesterday, so he has earned the right to go first today. I'd like a little K-prop. Can I get a K-prop? Talk to me.
You can get a K-prop, Coach. We're going Miami pitcher Trevor Rogers under 4.5 strikeouts. He's been held under this line in 8 of 10 starts this season. The Nationals are the 3rd lowest strikeouts overall per game as a team. The lowest K rate in all of Major League Baseball versus opposing left-handers. That's why I'm taking Rogers under 4.5 strikeouts. You can still get this at minus 110 on FanDuel as well.
And I absolutely love that number. I'm going to go with the Yankees first 5 minus a half a run, minus 138. Gerrit Cole has been great away from home. That's why I'm going to make this bet because I don't want to worry about inning number 7, 8, 9. I'm only worried about the first 5. Gerrit Cole has been dynamic. Let's take them, lay the half because I think Yankees will be out 3, 4, 5, 0, something like that. All right, it's the Maestro spot. Johnny B, you're up.
Yeah, let's do it, Coach. And hopefully Alex's play hits because that means my play might hit as well. Nationals plus 125 against the Marlins. Steven Strasburg makes his season debut tonight, and he's usually had success against the Marlins. Trevor Rogers has seriously struggled lately, and the Marlins bullpen has struggled behind him. They're the bottom 3rd in the league in the last month. Marlins just haven't been able to sweep teams lately or put them away. Since May 1st, they're 12-22 overall and just 8-11 at home. The Nats are good enough in their bullpen to shut down the Marlins after Strasburg comes out because he won't get deep in this game. And I just don't think the Marlins are good enough to dominate the series without the pitching advantage. I like the value on the Nats here.
You're damn right. I love the value. Getting plus money, Steven Strasburg. Let's go. By the way, Big Cheesy says, I'm waiting for the day you guys have cornhole picks. LOL. So are we. It's just not going to be today. All right, there's one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You got your marching orders. Damn it, we love doing this every single weekday. Let's take all these tickets straight to the pay window for my entire crew. I love them all. Johnny B, Prop Stars, AB on the ones and the twos. We do all of this. We do the early edge. In the afternoon, in five. Good luck.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.